Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
A lot of confusion when it comes to coronavirus. Some people see things on social media that just aren't right. Joining us now to talk about the fact versus the fiction, Dr. John Carlo, the CEO of Prism Health North Texas. He's also the former Dallas County Health Department Director. Dr. Carlo, nice to talk to you again.
Hey, David. Nice to hear from you again as well.
What is it about something like this that makes people start believing what they're reading on Twitter?
I can tell you that I think the problem probably begins with the fact that we just don't have a lot of information to begin with. You know, this is a brand new virus that just came out late December. So, you know, we don't have a lot of certainly experience from kind of basic science. So I think there's a natural tendency to kind of fill the void when there's a lack of information with other things. You know, it's such as to say Twitter.
Dr. Carlo, one of the ones that made their way through the social media earlier is, if you can hold your breath for 10 seconds, you don't have the virus.
Well, that one I think was a misperception on one of the things we've talked about in terms of whether or not you should seek emergency care. And so the way we talk about that is, you know, if somebody is not able to hold their breath for 10 seconds or has trouble getting out a sentence, and they also have fever, that's a good sign, indication that you need to go to the emergency room. So in this case, it's quite possible that the rumor was started from something that actually is an important thing to say, that is, if you're really sick and have shortness of breath to the point where you can't hold your breath like that, it's time to seek emergency care.
Now, we know some of the symptoms that patients have been reporting, and so this has led to many businesses, of course, healthcare professionals, to scan for a temperature. And another thing that's running viral right now is that the thermal scanners will catch everyone with the coronavirus. What do you say to that?
Well, you know, this is the hard part. Fever is a number, and certainly taking your temperature is a good way to determine if there's possible fever. But this is not an exact number. And so, you know, I think that it's an important guide. You know, the thermometer and how you take your temperature is a good way to determine whether or not you're sick. But it's not the only thing, you know, that we talk about. If you feel like you have a fever and you're an adult, there's a good chance that you may, in fact, have a fever. So it's both what we call the subjective fever, how you feel, and then also perhaps what the number tells you. But I will say that, you know, if you're just relying on a single number, there might be a mistake in that.
Separate the fact from the fiction. So many people are buying up masks. They're buying up gloves. Do those provide any real protection?
Well, right now, I don't recommend those masks and gloves. You know, I think that one of the things that's really important, we need those supplies for our healthcare workers when we're taking care of patients who are sick. You know, as what we do when somebody's coming into our clinic, if they're showing signs and symptoms such as they're coughing or sneezing and they're sick, that's a good opportunity to wear a mask. But that's really in those medical settings where we're trying to prevent the aerosol as it comes out, or respiratory droplets and that sort of situation. But otherwise, I don't think that's masks and gloves are good for general use.
Dr. Carlo, thanks.